November 10, 1927, the soul alone with Jesus, and Jesus alone with her. Howie alone enjoys her. Order and harmony of creation. How each created thing was to receive the action of Adam. God, first model of creation. Adam, the second. The third, the one who must make the kingdom of the divine fiat return. I was feeling all abandoned in the eternal fiat, all alone, and only for Jesus, as if no one else existed for me. So I thought to myself, I am alone, I feel nothing flow within me but the great sea of the divine will, everything else does not exist for me. Jesus himself flies away and hides within its endless light. And if he makes himself seen for a little while, the rays of the sun of the divine volition rain down upon him, and my sight, too weak, remains eclipsed. And I lose him, waiting for my Jesus, my life, to free himself of that light or to render it less bright, so that I may find him again. And I lament about the light that eclipses my sight and hides from me the one who is the life of my poor soul. Oh! If this light of the blessed fiat were less dazzling, I would enjoy my sweet Jesus, because many times I feel his divine touch, his refreshing breath. Other times, his lips that give me his kiss. But in spite of this I do not see him. And the cause of all this is the blessed light that forms the eclipse. Oh! Holy will of God, how strong and powerful you are, to the point of hiding my beloved Jesus from me. Then, while I was thinking of this and other things, my highest good, Jesus, came out from within that light so dazzling, so I was able to see him. And he told me, My daughter, you are alone with me, and I am alone with you. And because you are alone with me, I centralize all of myself in you. In fact, since you are alone with me, I can fill you completely with myself. There is not one point of view in which I do not take my place. You are transformed into myself and, as though naturally, the extraordinary grace enters into you. When the soul is alone with me, I am free to do whatever I want. I enjoy her, myself alone, and my love makes me do such great things with her that I reach the point of folly, and I perform so many of those loving stratagems, that if they could be seen or heard by all creatures, they would say, Only Jesus knows how to love and can love in a way so astounding, so ingenious and so great. With one who lives alone with me, I act as the sun would, if it could centralize all of its light over one plant. This plant would receive into itself the whole of the life of the sun, and would enjoy all of its effects, while the other plants receive only one effect each, which is sufficient for the nature of each plant. But the first one, because it receives the whole of the life of the sun, receives with it all the effects which the light contains. So I do. I centralize the whole of my life in her, and there is nothing of me which I do not let her enjoy. On the other hand, one who is not alone with me, because I cannot centralize my life, is without light. She feels within herself the weight of darkness. Her being is divided into so many parts for as many as are the things that she cares about. So, if she loves the earth, she feels divided with the earth. If she loves creatures, pleasures, riches, she feels as though divided into shreds, in such a way that some tear her from one side, some from the other. Her poor heart lives amid anxieties, fears and bitter disillusions. All the opposite for one who lives alone with me. After this, I was following my round in the divine volition, and as I arrived at Eden, I was glorifying my Creator in the act in which, with his omnipotent breath, he infused life in the body of my first father Adam. And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, Daughter, with what order and harmony was man created? Adam was created by us as king of all creation, and, as king, he held supremacy over all things. And if he had not rejected our fiat, possessing the unity of it, during his whole life he would have filled all created things with his acts. As king and owner, He had the right that each created thing undergo his action and be invested by its light, since each one of his actions was a sun, one more beautiful than the other. So, he was to form the crown for all creation. He would not have been true king had he not known all of his dominions and possessed the right to place his acts in all the things created by us. It happened as when someone is the owner of a land, as the owner, he has the right to stroll within it, to plant flowers, plants, trees, in sum, anything he wants. So Adam was, with the power of our divine fiat he did whatever he wanted. He belocated in all created things. And if he spoke, if he loved, if he adored and operated, his voice resounded throughout the whole creation, and it was invested by his love, adoration and work. Therefore, the divinity felt the love, the adoration, the work of his first son and all of his works. Now, the whole work of Adam would have remained in all creation as the first model for all of his descendants, who would have modeled all their acts in the reflections of the light of his acts, which, as first father, he would have given as inheritance to all his descendants, who would have had, not only their model, but the possession of his very acts. What would our glory and his have been, to see the works of our dear son, of our precious treasure who had been given birth by our love, fused with our works. What happiness for him and for us. Now, if this was our purpose for which all creation was created, as well as our dear jewel, which is man, is it not right that, even though Adam started but did not finish, or rather, he finished in sorrow and in confusion because he rejected our divine will which served him as first act and made him operate in the works of his Creator, we fulfill this, our purpose, in his descendants? This is why I call you into the midst of my works in all creation, to form the model within which the other creatures must model themselves in order to return into my fiat. If you knew what joy I feel when I see that, making my divine volition your own, you want to animate the light of the sun to tell me that you love me, and to ask me for my kingdom. And so with the swiftness of the wind, the murmuring of the sea, the flower, the outstretched heavens, and even the singing of the tiny little bird. You want to give your voice to all, animate all to tell me that you love me, that you adore me and want the kingdom of the supreme fiat. I feel such contentment, that I feel the first joys, the first love of my dear jewel, being repeated for me. And I feel inclined to put everything aside, to forget everything, so as to make everything go back to the way it was established by us. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, this is about something too great. You must know that the first model in creation was the Supreme Being, within which was man to model all his acts with his Creator. The second was to be Adam, within which all his descendants were to model themselves. But because he withdrew from my will, since my will and its unity were missing in him, he lacked the brushes, the colors and the raw material to be able to make the models in the likeness of his Creator. Poor one, how could he form models with the very divine form, if he was no longer in possession of that will which administered to him the ability to do it, as well as everything that was needed to be able to form the very models of God? By rejecting my divine fiat, he rejected the power which can do everything and knows how to do everything. It happened to Adam as would happen to you, if you had neither paper nor pens nor ink with which to write. If these were lacking to you, you would not be able to write a single word. In the same way, he was no longer able to form the models on the divine mold. The third model must be formed by the one who must make the kingdom of my will return. Therefore, your duties are great. On your models will all those of others be modeled. So, let the life of my divine will flow in all your acts, that it may administer to you everything that is needed. In this way, everything will go well, and your Jesus will be together with you, to make you execute his divine models well.